This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan from Fun Kids chatting on the phone with the author Shane Hegarty. His book, Dartmouth Worlds Explodes, is out on paperback right now. Shane, how are you doing?
Hi, Dan. I'm great. How are you?
Yes, very well, thank you. Good to chat again. Now, obviously, with the book out in paperback, is there anything different to the hardback? Have you kind of seen maybe stuff that was a bit wrong, changed it at all?
No, it's been pretty good. But I have to say, I'm really delighted with how Worlds Explode worked out. So for anybody who's kind of new to the Dartmouth series, it's a story of this boy, Finn, and his friend, Emmy. And Finn is the last legend hunter in the last town on Earth where legends of myths still invade. And in the first book, we kind of met him for the first time as he was trying to stop these legends along with his dad, trying to stop them from coming into the town of Dartmouth. And in the second book, we see what happens when he has to go to the world of the legends. And I had just had such great fun writing that and going into that whole world and meeting lots of new characters and lots of new legends. So it's just, the whole thing has been really exciting for me. So I'm just delighted now that so many kids are getting a chance to read it.
In writing the second book, did you learn much during the writing of the first that you kind of changed when you started writing Worlds Explodes? I mean, what did you do differently?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Because in the first book I had to introduce the characters, the main characters. Maybe in the second book, and it's very much tied. Anybody who's read the first book knows that it leads very directly to another story. That I didn't have to explain who everybody was. I didn't have to introduce everybody and spend lots of time building them up. So we could go straight into the action. So it's probably much quicker into the action than the first book, and really just keeps going from there. And even though we meet lots of new characters, Finn and Emmy and his mother Clara, they're all there right at the beginning, and they're all just straight into it. So that's definitely the big thing that's different from the first book, is just that action just kicks in right at the start and just keeps going.
So the legends, the monsters in the books, can you tell us a bit more about them? How do you create such weird, kind of crazy things?
Well, the great thing is about, there's so many myths from all around the world, and I love reading up on myths from, you know, whether it's European myths like Greek and Roman, or whether it's Celtic myths. I'm here in Ireland, so we've lots of great sort of Celtic myths, and then there's lots of them from every culture. So I take them from Asia, from South America, from Africa, anywhere really that I find something interesting. And one of the really great things about them is that they're often a mix of animals put together, or they've got, so you know, just kind of really interesting things going on.
How does Finn go about trying to battle these legends? Because he's quite rubbish at the start, isn't he? So how does he work around that?
Yeah, and this is that's the fun of it. And what I tried to do with Finn is, I don't want him just to be a character who sort of wanders in and just uses strength or uses, you know, kind of great devices or destructive devices or anything like that. He often has to think his way out, or he has to kind of reach a moment where often he surprises himself. Because I think, all of us have those moments in our lives where we have to do something maybe a bit heroic or a bit brave, even if we're not really that keen on doing it. As the book goes along, a couple of other things happen, and maybe he finds that he has strengths that he didn't really realize he had. And also, of course, he has friends and a couple of new characters who are there to help him as well.
Now, we're just a few days into a brand new year. I want to use your creative legend-making abilities to help me out with, a problem that we're all going through right now, New Year's resolutions. Because, I don't know, maybe you want to keep fit, like do your homework on time, keep your room tidy, be better and nicer at home.
Yes.
I'm thinking that we need a legend, like a terrifying monster. Oh, it doesn't have to be that scary, to help us out along the way.
Yes.
How can you help me, Shane?
Well, definitely when you're saying about getting the homework done, And I know this because I've got four children myself, and we do our homework every afternoon, and it takes ages, and there's always lots of different things to do. So I'd definitely have maybe a legend as lots of arms would be good for a start, so that you can do, so you have four things to do in your homework, then you can do all four at the same time if you have maybe eight arms. So that would be a good start. And there's lots of creatures that have got two heads or three heads. So if you're learning French or German or something, you can, you know, one head can deal with that. That's your job. That your head, you're the French-speaking head, and then you have another head that can be the English-speaking head and can do the English homework. And so definitely a multitasking legend would definitely be a way to go. And you'd also be pretty good, I suppose, at ball sports. It'd be pretty useful, yeah, if you've got eight hands. So that's definitely the way to go. As for how you stop yourself from, or how you get bit, wings would be good, wouldn't they? You know, it'd be a different way. Everybody, I like running, but, you know, you can only do so much running. So maybe wings would be good.
Maybe
it'd
it's
a nice
wings,
way to stay fit.
Maybe wings if it's got to chase after you.
Exactly. Yeah.
There you go. So if it was that dog snake thing with wings, I would be able to run a marathon, I'd say, by next, like, by February. I really would. So, Shane, you've also got... Oh, wait, what's its name first? What would you call it?
Oh, what would you call it? I'm trying to think now. I suppose you need a really good sort of epic name for something like that. So the home worker... tracks or something like that. Good. It's always good to have an X in there, I think.
So the homework attracts.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Amazing. Also, Shane, you've got a brand new book out. It's out in April. Tell us quickly about that.
Yeah, so I'm just at the moment, I have finished the third book in the series, which is called Darkmouth Chaos Descends. And again, if just like worlds explode, where lots of things explode, and if you like things exploding and all sorts of kind of unusual things exploding, you love that book, Chaos Descends, and it really does kind of rain down. And I've had great fun writing the next part of it, where there's lots of stuff going on, big epic story, lots of new characters, lots of new legends, and they all come together for kind of one big exciting moment that I don't want to spoil, but which I was writing, and even as I was writing it, I was excited by it, so I'm hoping the reader will be just as excited.
And that's out in April, right?
That's out in April, and then there'll be a fourth book. So I just started writing the fourth book in the Darkmouth series, so it's that story is going to keep going. It's going to keep going, and I'm having great fun with Finn and all these legends, and I've got so much more stories hopefully left to tell, so I'm really, really enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to reading it, Shane. Thanks for joining us. So we've got Darkmouth Worlds Explodes, it's out on paperback right now, and we've got Chaos Descends, is out in April this year. Shane Hegarty, thanks for coming on.
No, great, Dan, always love to talk. Take care.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.